Let's spend the next few minutes talking about prejudice and how it played out in a dramatic recent incident. A few weeks ago in Greece, police took a girl away from a family of Roma, an ethnic group long called gypsies. Little Maria, as she became known, is blonde and blue-eyed, unlike the family. So the police suspected a kidnapping, and the world speculated about a vast child-snatching ring reminiscent of sinister stereotypes of the Roma as baby traffickers. But the family said they were raising the girl for a Roma mother who couldn't care for her, and DNA proved her mother was indeed Roma. Joanna Kakissis has this profile of one woman in Greece who's educating Roma children for life amid prejudice.
Yes, Papu. Yes, Marina.
They all know you.
Yeah, of course.
Maria!
I'm with Maria Larson, a 38-year-old Swede raised in Greece who works with the Roma.
I think Europe needs to learn more about the Roma because it's a very interesting culture and it's a very interesting people. The Roma know more about the world outside than the world outside knows about the Roma.
We're driving through a Roma camp near Examilia, a village near the coastal city of Corinth. Local villagers sometimes dump their trash on the road to the camp.
There's some nice houses and there's some shacks.
And then what are the shacks made out of?
Everything you can find in the garbage.
800 people live here. Many of them are children who attend the classes Larson teaches that integrate Roma kids into Greek public schools.
Βασιλάκι μου, ήσουν πολύ καλό σήμερα, Το είπες πολύ ωραία το ποιηματάκι σου.
Larson stops the car when she spots one of her favorite students, a little boy with a big grin named Vasilaki. Vasilaki, she says, you read your poem so well today in class. She wants him to feel proud. She says it will help Vasilaki on the day he steps out of the camp.
The best way to deal with it with the children is to just prepare them that this is the way the world is. The world is not ready for you yet, but you have to be ready for them.
About 12 million Roma live in Europe, about 300,000 of them in Greece. Many are illiterate and are more likely to be unemployed, impoverished, and in poor health than other Europeans. There's also been a disturbing anti-Roma backlash since Europe has sunk into recession. Soteris Zamalis, a Roma scrap metal dealer inside the camp, is acutely aware of it.
When I read the papers, Zamali says, they say wherever there are Roma, there are drugs and guns and that we sell our kids. They should be ashamed.
But a grandmother named Maria Suta says some of her fellow Roma have turned to drug dealing to make money. And then our kids take drugs and who knows what else, she says. I really want my grandchildren to get an education and get out of here. Maria Larson says more than 80% of the Roma here are illiterate. But at least the younger Roma want to learn how to read and write, she says. Natasa Panayotopoulou is 21, a Roma mother of two toddlers she plans to send to Greek public school. She also escorts other Roma children there. At the bus stop, she says she often talks to the Greeks waiting there, though they ignore her. But she won't stop trying, hoping that someday someone will answer.
That's reporter Joanna Kakissis with the backdrop to this dramatic story in Greece. And let's return to the story itself, the story of Maria, this blonde girl who was taken away from the family caring for her by the Greek police. That now appears to be a mistake, according to DNA testing. But Joanna, where does the case stand now?
Well, the parents raising Maria, you know, they're still under arrest. They're still in jail, and Maria is still in protective services. The biological mother has come forward and admits to giving the child away. And though DNA tests prove Maria is the child of this Bulgarian woman, it's not clear the mother knew who she was giving the child to. So there's still a lot of unanswered questions. But what I think people don't understand is that Roma also raise their children communally. And it's not unusual for a family to pass around a child if they can't take care of it. It's not considered untoward in the Roma community. To us it is, but not to them.